What about the $80,000 overage on gross salaries? Sorry, $76,000
overage. I'm not sure about that one. I had the same question about why it would be. But with the benefit, with the combination of the one-time payout, you know, the December, and the addition of new two or three people, they want to include an IT person. You have a double salary going at one point for the IGM and Indra, right? They were both there for a month or so at the same time. So the salary of figures get impacted in that way. There was a slight increase in the salary for the incoming IGM. I think I won't mention the number, but a slight increase. And that's how I would account for it at this point off the top of my head.
I guess my concern is that it's great that the revenues are coming up. If the expenses are offsetting that, we're in a problem, though, because the model this year has BAI taking a subsidy from the national office.
Yeah.
And we need it to be moving in a direction where it's more self-sustainable.
Yeah, that's true. If you look at WBAI's revenue in the same document, you see that the forecast is for them to raise 2.6, right, in listener support. I'm reading from Y666. Hope that's not meaningful. But they're quite capable of raising, you know, in 04 they raised 2.8, and 05 they raised 2.5. So they look like they can raise easily 2.6. So their revenue in terms of listener support is not going down, at least not appreciably. So they have some stability in that revenue area. And if you compare it to what they did in 05 on total salaries, yeah, 1.5 on the audit for 05. It looked like 1.67 for 07 on. So they have, it's true, but they are doing this mail drop, and as you can see, the amount that we project that they'll use of that subsidy goes down by 75,000. And if those revenues come through, I'll add that in once I see the revenues actually come in the house. So they're actually reducing the amount that they're taking of that so-called subsidy. So they're going the right direction in that regard.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Terry? I think Terry. Terry, did you go?
I'll go again because it's kind of a follow-up. KPFK also is over budget on health benefits, and so I'm seeking confirmation that that also is a one-time changeover cost rather than an unanticipated insurance rate change that will hit us annually that we need to better estimate.
Combination of both, but mostly it's the one-time because it's moving out of the union health and welfare, and there was $1,000 each payout to those folks as a part of the union contract negotiation. So. Next year, that number won't be there, and I expect the number to go up. But health and welfare benefits always go up each year. Kind of going up 20% at KPFA. Astounding number, 20%.
Does that hit it in January each year, or in time for us to budget for it?
In January. So
I think we got 1 month's notice, right?
Yeah, wasn't much notice.
So my question is, although I expect it to be less after this one-time changeover, can we look at trends in insurance rate change in places that may have the hit other than January in order to better budget for an increase if that's going to hit in January when we're doing the current budgeting?
We are on October 1st, so that helps us. That's when the benefits change, and we learn that number, you know, sometime in August, usually. So we budget it last minute in August. And also, it's true that you have to match that up against any January enrollment period, but you have to do both. And, of course, it's not for the whole year, so you're doing half a year at one rate and half a year at the other rate in the case of a January enrollment period. But, yeah, we're going to hope to improve that. As you know, we brought the K people in out of the expensive union health and welfare program, which was like 16% they were asking, and moved them over to ours, which saved a little money in terms of it only being 12%. But in doing so, we also are at the mercy of the market. Kaiser increases his rate rather than 12, but 20. Throws the budget out. Throws the budget right out. So we will be, of course, looking at those factors and looking at the budget for next year. That's health benefits are expensive.
Yes, they are.
Well, last year we pulled off a miracle. We actually saw the health benefit area go down from 919 in 04 to 05 to 919 in 04 to 900 in 05. We actually reduced health benefit costs. Had a lot of savings in that year. And now they're catching up again.
Okay. Dave?
I don't need to do more than 30 minutes. I'm happy. Am I 30 minutes up?
Almost. Dave, you had a question? Okay, I'm here, Dave. So I'll have a couple. Lonnie, we were talking about the fund drives and how the funds are coming in and the cash. You know, we had gotten at one time from KPFA a MEMS's report. If we can, we talked about this. If we could get that quarterly MEMS's report so we could see how the cash flows in with the fund drives, that would help a lot.
I don't interface with the MEMS's report. That's station related. I do the accounting, because MEMS's numbers will always be different than the accounting, because MEMS's stuff is cash.
Right, and it shows the flow, which you know, you're saying it won't tie exactly to your balance sheet.
It won't tie.
But at least there would be an understanding of how the cash flows in by fund drive.
Yeah.
So if we could look at your station, if you could get a MEMS's report, because I asked for one and I'll ask for it again.
yeah, you should do that to get a sense of. The only problem with that MEMS's report is that they would have to purge the names and other things from it, you know, because there are pledges. That's what they are. And it has a lot of data like that in them, so they'd have to do the work of pledging that stuff out of there. I mean, purging it out of there.
In terms of confidentiality, I think that the people who would get this would be the treasurer. So at this point, we're not sharing. So, but the MEMS's report that I've seen, it doesn't have a whole bunch of names and stuff. It's just a summary. It's a summary that shows each fund drive, shows how the cash comes in. Uh-huh, go ahead.
I'd be happy to work with you on that.
Okay, great.
MEMS's
we'll do
generates
that.
A lot of different reports, so we'll have to clarify exactly what you're looking for.
Okay,
yeah,
let's do that.
A lot of. But, yeah, I think that the MEMS's reports would be interesting.
Right. Oh, and the other is on, we're talking about a balance sheet and comparison to prior. Lonnie, if we could do just a quarterly balance sheet where we where we compare it to the prior year, that would be very good. That would give us a good look rather than trying to do this monthly. But at the end of each quarter, can you do that?
Let me look into it.
Okay.
Show
okay. And again, when you were saying how Kay's fund drive and their budget was not aligned properly, again, it goes back to, you know, what we'd asked before is that, you know, just a listing of all the major drives so we can see, you know, when the major events take place, and then they're you know, that'll answer a lot of questions there. And let's see.
Well, from the treasurers, we can get when drives are scheduled as a part of the budget, so we can match up what people are budgeting when they're actually planning those drives.
Yeah.
Now, some stations might say, we don't know that far in advance, but how. That will create, and that'll eliminate the misalignment issue where they're budgeting 950 in one month and the drive is actually slopping over to the next month and you're getting only half the revenue in the month you had budgeted for. So maybe getting a drive schedule would be a good thing for us on finance staff.
That's part of our budget template here. I'm happy to share it if other stations want to see it.
You know, I think we really need to do that, Brian, is to send it out. The template for KPFA, and it shows, so that therefore you can pick it up. It's very clear, and then the budget will have to be done correctly if you do it that way. Okay, the other question was just on, I just did the summary, like compared to prior year on your forecast. So it shows that again, your income is about even from, I think, no. You're actually about 250 better than 2006. So you're saying you're looking for 600,000. You're getting a little bit less than half of that as far
as
year over year.
Yeah, that's an issue. That's what we need. We need the 600,000. But 250,000 not good enough.
Okay. And the other was, you've already gone over the salaries because I just have the total. So it's mostly, as you see on the total, you can see it's the health benefits. But again, as we see, the salaries still are like we're looking at 400,000 more. And again, the salaries line without the headcount, we can't really, don't know whether it's additional headcount or if it's rate or volume. So, again, just kind of like drop in some numbers, although you got the numbers to us, the headcount numbers for the end of the quarter. So we're looking at then for next month. We'll have the same
at the end of the quarter. And as I am fond of saying, that motion requires the General Motors to produce, that motion requires the General Managers to produce the headcount.
Right.
Toyota can do it cheaper.
Huh?
Exactly. As long as they don't have any electric cars with extension cords. But okay, great. So those are my questions. Anyone else has questions for Lonnie on this report? Yeah, you didn't talk to. Can you just briefly go over your meeting that you have for tomorrow and how that, in terms of budget and timeline, and when we can get an update on that?
No, I have it for the 12th.
I thought. Oh, I'm sorry. When is the 12th? Today is the 9th.
Yeah, this week, I think.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this week. I think it's this Thursday.
Oh, okay.
I recorded it for tomorrow.
I did, too.
I put out the 10th or the 12th, and most people, I sent out an email saying most people said the 12th. So.
Okay.
Now, I'm happy to do it tomorrow.
I didn't have it firm on my calendar. I was just going to listen if I had a chance, but I need to know that.
No, let me clarify that. I did put out an email saying most folks said the 12th, so I was going to go with the 12th. But if that's, I'll do the 10th. I'll do it in two pieces if I had to, but I'll check it out.
That'll work. It's 5 Pacific? Or is it earlier?
Yes.
Lonnie, this is Jane.
Yes, Jane, go. Yes.
I just want to let you know, definitely neither Robert nor myself will be participating in this meeting. And
is it the LSB?
Pardon me?
Is the LSB meeting you have or something?
No, we're both going to be out of town this week.
That was something I think you folks let me know, so that's why I went to the 12th.
Yeah, so Robert said he'd let you know he will not be here this week at all. And we did go over the last year's budget, and just for whatever it's worth, we think that the timeline that this committee put together last year, it makes sense for this year. And as far as this 18-month cash flow planning calendar, we discussed that briefly in our committee, and it's really much more than we're going to be able to handle at an LSB level. So if there is a desire to get into an 18-month planning calendar, my own feelings, it might be good to separate that from the budget process, which we're trying to we're trying to involve the local station boards in something that it's, we're changing it all the time. We're trying to figure out how to make this work. But I don't think it's going to help in any way. That's just my two cents. I don't think it's going to help in any way to try to superimpose this 18-month planning calendar cash flow analysis into the budget process, because the input that we're asking our local station boards to provide, it doesn't have to do with the cash flow analysis. I mean, I think this is a very good layer, but I don't think it's necessarily, a one-on-one correspondent with what we've been doing so far.
Well, that's true. I was thinking about the cash flow primarily for something the business managers to produce.
Right. It's good. Well, Robert won't be there.
Sorry.
Okay. Dave?
Yes, I have one last point about the report, and that is And I'm a little bit at a disadvantage because of computer malfunction, so I don't have documents in front of me. But you were saying that revenue is down this year and costs are up, and we were dropping down from a bottom line of 1.6 to about a million. But the point I brought up on the last call was that a big chunk of that were these one-time gifts. When you took out the one-time gifts, it was 300 plus, I think, 350, something like that, in surplus at the end of last year. And this year, we don't have any such gifts in that 1 million. So it seems to me that our revenues, if our operating expenses went up, then our revenues have to be up considerably more than our operating expenses. So, I mean, if you don't count one-time gifts. And so it seems to me that that means we're doing better, not worse. We're
right.
just not bringing in the one-time gifts.
Go ahead, Brian.
Dave, I think it might be a little misleading to think of it that way. Because I know at KPFA, at least, we basically can count on getting a certain base level average of one-time gifts of bequests and estate gifts per year. And that's reflected in our budget. We don't know if it's going to come in a $350,000 gift or if it's going to come in a bunch of $20,000 gifts, but we know that it averages out to a certain amount each year. So I don't know that it's entirely accurate to refer to that as unbudgeted or unanticipated.
Well, let me rephrase it then. There aren't any of those such gifts in this year that we're expecting to get.
Oh, well, yeah, $300,000 of that.
In this year's revenue?
Yeah, we have $300,000 in gifts so far.
Are you talking about K or are you talking about in total?
Oh, well, let's see.
Total.
Go ahead. Okay, no, I'm talking about, let's see, A is in a situation where they were promised $300,000 last year, and the cash came in October this year. They have A gets gifts on a fairly regular basis. The national office, I think we've gotten $200,000 in gifts so far this year. So the gifts are coming in, and it's also the case, of course, you can't absolutely depend on. But Brian's point is well taken, that there is a baseline that you will get $200,000 in gifts. KPF, WBI got $200,000 in gifts, $168,000 in capital funding. So you can't depend on it. You shouldn't sort of. But there are people, our listeners are in the baby boom generation, and we're seeing the generational changeover, and folks are remembering us in their wills or writing us checks or whatever the case might be. So.
Okay, well, I'll wait till I can look at documents again, and I'll go through and do the tallies and see what I come up with before I pursue that further.
Are you saying that we're actually doing better this year? Well, see, last year, though, you remember that we had $1.6 million, of which $1.3 was gifts. It was like
right.
phenomenal. And we would have had an awful year without those gifts. And and so this year, we're seeing we don't have the gifts at the same level we did last year, so we're seeing a projection that's considerably lower, although we do have gifts. Without those gifts, we would be in much worse shape. And the reason that those gifts are offsetting is incredibly higher legal expenses this year. Remember, I don't want to go into detail about it, but it's at least $300,000.
Okay. Revenue in total, again, for Pacifica, we're forecasting right now about 250 better than last year. Go ahead. Who's next?
Yeah.
Someone said something.
That was me just.
Okay. So are there other questions, points we'd like to make? Let's see. Okay, so the meeting is on Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll get that out to folks and give them a reminder.
Okay. Okay, so are we prepared to move forward? Okay, so now we can go to unfinished business. Are we prepared to talk about the RFP project proposal? I did not pull up a copy of that to send out. Do we have it, Lonnie? Do you have the latest or...
Yeah, I do. Let me see.
Lonnie, I got a financial impact statement from you that references an attached scope of work, but I didn't get a scope of work.
Well, I had a financial impact statement for the RFP. I sent it out, I think, before last meeting.
Right, got that.
And a financial impact statement for the digital distribution project. So I sent two.
I got that, too.
Okay, so...
There is no scope of work for the RFPs.
Well, there's a description of it, though.
Yeah, but...
In that financial impact statement.
Okay, on the second section B, under description scope of work, it says the scope of work is described in detail in the attached document and can be summarized as follows. So there is no attached document.
Well, that's terrible.
What date was that sent?
Yeah, what date was that?
This is the one Dave forwarded me before our last meeting where I got left off the original list.
The 326 one?
Yeah.
Well, let me see if I got something that I can send out. It was done. We definitely had a financial impact statement with the that covered the RFP process. I'm looking forward now.
Okay.
I've got the impact statement. I just need you to confirm that there isn't, in fact, a separate scope of work document.
No, the financial impact statement is embedded in the financial impact statement. And also, I think Greg sent out one. Is that right? Remember? He sent out one that had a full description as well. Let me just find it and see what we have. I'm looking.
Point of privilege?
Sure. Terry.
Yeah. Actually, my email was down that week, so I didn't get your distribution. So when you find it, please add me to. Please send me a copy.
Right,
yeah.
And I'm sending. I sent a couple of things, and your email is bouncing stuff right now, Terry.
Yeah, I had the same process.
Right now.
Yeah, here's the financial impact statement for the RFP process.
And what is the date on that? Could you resend that?
Yeah, the date on it. Within it. Yeah, that is the actual process is described in the financial impact statement. And the date on it is 3/13.
Okay.
I'm sending that, I can send it forward. Do I do that?
Okay. I thought I will have just looked at something.
3/13 has a financial impact statement. Oh, God, it won't take it. Who's got a computer I can send to?
You can send it to me.
I'll send it to you right now.
And then I'll send it out.
My computer's having trouble here.
Okay.
Who else?
Okay, so does everyone have a financial impact, the one dated 3/26 for digital distribution? Is this the latest one, Lonnie?
Yeah, I think so. I can forward you. Yes.
No, mine is dated 3/21. I must have been left off a later.
Yeah. Okay.
A subsequent emailing. Lonnie, you better check your list and make sure I'm on it, because I don't seem to get the stuff when you send it through Yahoo. And last time I wasn't on your CC list.
You know, I'm sorry, Brian. I have for you an address is. The one at news, I have that one. And the other one is Gmail.
lsb.brian@gmail.com. Yeah, that's the one for...
I have that one.
Okay. I don't... I'll run a search again. I don't think I got anything from you dated March 23rd.
Let me see if I can reach your email right now. Can you pick it up?
I haven't received it yet.
I can see it.
Oh,
I got it. They can forward this computer. If anyone can forward the RFP for the RFP and the digitization, can someone forward it? Because I'm having trouble right now.
I'll send what I have.
I, I'm looking for it. I think, Lonnie, you must just, this is Sandra, I think you must just have my work email. I don't see it. I generally forward whatever I have at work to my home email.
I've got you as srollin at firststram.com.
Srollin at firststram.com is the work. SDR livelypads at yahoo.com is the home.
You'll prefer the home?
Well, that's a tough one. Yeah, home would probably be better. I mean, I don't always get to check it during the day, but I do get to check it eventually at home. At work, I just usually forward it if it's not something really pressing. But I like to have it at work because if it is something urgent, I can respond quickly.
I just sent you to FirstRam right now, and I'll send you one to Yahoo as well, just to see if she's getting them.
I'm looking through what I forwarded to the home to see if I have it in here. You said it. You said on the 26th?
Yeah, this one's the 13th for the RFP, and the digitization is the 14th. They're closed.
Okay, I'm still looking.
I just sent you, Sandra, at both addresses.
Okay, thank
you. And see if it's really getting there, and now I will send the impact statement to both the other address.
Okay. I got the impact statement.
Okay.
RFP impact statement, I got it. Thank you.
Correct, so it works. So here comes Yahoo, just so you have that one too. Now, it looks like I may have this thing working again. LaVarna, I'm sending it to you because my...
I just sent out the digital distribution of three. It says financial impact statement, digital project, amended 32307. I just sent that one.
Yeah.
So if you could send me RFP.
Yeah, did you do the RFP and the digitization or...
You need to send the I sent the digital distribution. That was on 323. So if you could send the RFP, okay, whatever you sent there.
Okay, I will send you the other one.
I think I found them, Lonnie. I think the problem is you sent them out under unrelated subject lines.
Oh.
Yeah, what I've started doing now, I just have a file for Lonnie reports. So I just stick everything in there.
Yeah, you want to... get the other one to you. I can get to Sandra. Sandra, if you could send your two out.
Okay, where would you like for me to... Do you want me to forward these to you, LaVarne?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe LaVarne can get that one. She's got one out, so maybe get the other one out.
Maybe while we're... maybe we can have another conversation going while we're trying to get our reports out.
Okay.
The investment policy, Brian had some thoughts in terms of how he wanted to... We really need to move ahead with that. I know I'd worked with, at some time in the past, it's almost 10 years now, a group at KPFA who really assisted. One of them, I think we actually paid for the services. The other was just on the board. So I think we should just follow up. We should form a subcommittee or someone we can start attacking that right away because that's, again, the lost opportunity.
Yeah, sure.
So what are your thoughts on that, Lonnie? Or can you...
I think we should. I mean, we're losing money if we don't have a policy, and of course there's some other issues too, and I'm happy to work with whoever wants to work around it. In the past, what was done, at least, is what social parameters, in terms
right.
of what kinds of investments on a social and maybe on a socially conscious level, so that criteria would have to be done. Statements or guidance for the investment people. And then there are the technical issues around what kind of return we want and also what the portfolio mix, what the beta would be, that sort of stuff. So I think we just get together folks that if you got some folks you like, and we just dig in and start doing it.
Yeah, I have some names from the past. Go ahead, Dave.
Peter Cameo actually had offered to fund our putting a solar power system on our roof at KPFK a while back. So he's a friend of the network, and he's an expert in investment in socially responsible funds. I think some of the ones he's been involved with have outperformed the S&P 500. So What about the idea of contacting him and asking him to work with such a working group and help make some recommendations about investment strategies?
Okay, that sounds like a great idea.
Right near KPFA.
Right. I think we should just get the little group working, and then we'll get all these contacts, and we can move quickly on them. So, Lonnie, how do you want to do this? You want to try to get a meeting? I guess it would be after the PNB meeting? Something quickly after then?
I'm looking right now at some dates around the 26th, 27th.
Right, yeah, soon.
I look good for the 26th.
Which is a?
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Or the 27th, Thursday.
Okay, so why don't we, the ones who are interested, why don't we just contact you, and then we'll just send an email, and you can confirm that the time, or you can put out the time, and then we can all confirm whether we can make that time.
Yeah, I'm assuming 5 o'clock. Is that a reasonable assumption?
Well, it depends on the people on the East Coast.
Yeah, I know. But I can go 2 o'clock, fine with me.
Okay.
So I'm assuming, yeah, unless someone who is planning to participate feels that's not a good time.
Okay, so what we'll do is that you'll send out the alternative, the times, the dates, and those who are interested, we'll send it back to you in terms of... And then in the meantime, we will look at our references, including Peter Camejo, like Dave has said, and then there are a couple of other people who had worked with KPFA Investments in the past, and then we'll have all that information ready for our subcommittee.
Right.
Is that okay?
I'll do it.
Okay. So I will send out these. We'll send this out. So we want to go to the next one while we're, because we had other subcommittees, so we need to decide.
Point of order?
Sure. Terry?
Yeah, I think we jumped to investment policy when we were in the middle of review of the RFP project and didn't do update on DDD project.
No, we're sending all the stuff out. I'm in the process of sending it out as we were talking, so that's why I thought we can talk while, because I can't really talk and send the stuff out at the same time.
Oh, so we're waiting for email for those.
We can introduce.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get it right here. Okay. Let me go back here.
These are two action items, so we might want to... I can, Dave?
Yeah?
Yeah, we want to review the RFP process, and I'm assuming that we would be recommending it to the board since that was our charge, right?
I mean, it's an interesting question. Like Brian raised on the email, he wanted to look into it and talk about it. I guess the question of financial oversight, how allocations are made, all that, and stuff we should do, and if we think anything about the process is, problem or needs to get changed, we could do that. Other committees might have more to say about, for example, you have, as you wrote that proposal, it's got a pretty heavy governance component and a lesser staff component in terms of those decisions. So there might be more than one committee that would comment on that.
Yeah, which to tackle, the RFP or the digitization? Which one do we want to do?
Well, we did the financial impact for the D3 project. I thought we were just doing an update on the progress of that, but I thought for the RFP thing, we still have to look at the financial impact for the amount of money you found in the budget that can be made available for RFPs and issues about whatever in the project people have concerns about related to finance.
Okay. Well, I can take us through the RFP, but maybe do an update on digital. That'll go faster.
If people want to do that first, that's fine. I thought in the agenda we had RFP first because that's what we need to act on, but whatever people want to do.
Yes.
Which first?
Go ahead. You can do the RFP or, whatever.
Does everyone have
the RFP statement? That's the question.
Yeah.
No, everyone doesn't have it yet. So why don't we just update on the DDD, on the digital distribution, just should be if there are any changes. Why don't we just go ahead and do that? And then I'm sending this out as we speak.
Should I go on that? Because I have a couple of points on it. So as people may know, the board voted to have an announcement to allow other people to apply to advance the digital distribution project goals. And I contacted a major donor and asked whether he would be interested in funding our efforts in this area. And he expressed, the amount I raised with him was $50,000. And the reason for that was I was hoping that we could solve some of people's concerns by having more than one person working on this, because there's certainly plenty of work. God, there's plenty of echo, too. Anyhow, there's certainly plenty of work to be done, and it would allow us to deal with a number of concerns if we had more than one person. I think totally apart from concerns about Rob as a board member getting the gig or whether he serves on the board, there was also a problem expressed by a number of people that whoever got the initial gig was sort of in best position to get a gig if it goes beyond the pilot period, which we hope. So if you had more than one position at the outset, then you might deal with that problem a little bit more effectively. So the hope was to get funding to get the pilot projects going, and then also a chunk of money in there for the archives, because Brian DeShazer's offered to license a chunk of programming that they have available under these terms. And then what the donor's attitude was, he didn't want to hear tasks enumerated. He wanted to see what we were proposing as outcomes, i.e., at the end of the funding period, what do we have available for people more broadly? You know, like, for example, have we started PodSafe Music Archives? Do we have some archive contents up there available licensed in this way? Do we have some new online programming licensed in this way? So anyhow, I'm in the process of working that through with him. The board didn't decide what we were going to do in terms of funding at all, so I think that's something we're going to consider at the PMB meeting. We're going to post the announcement within the next week or so, and then we'll look at it. So it's going to take a little bit more time to get out and get done. So that's the state of things right now, as far as I can tell.
Okay, thank you. Are there questions?
I just, Brian here, I wanted to thank you all for deciding to post it. It really alleviates, close to 50% of my concerns.
Are there comments, questions? So everyone has received the RFP. So shall we go to that? Who would like to start that? Dave or Lonnie?
I have all, excuse me, just so people know, my only involvement in this piece of it was long ago I said that this would be something useful, and about 3 months ago I spent a little while with Greg and Lonnie explaining to them how NIH uses peer review to fund things, and that's sort of the extent of my involvement here. So it's Lonnie's formulation after he took input from me, and I imagine a number of other people as well.
Yeah, Greg too.
Should we have received something? Is that
Did you get the RFP? Did you get two documents from me? One it was forwards, and the other was RFP.
No, I haven't gotten anything since maybe the last half hour.
They were sent 3 weeks ago or more.
Oh, well, that's a different matter.
sent it. It popped up on mine.
I sent it to you, Jane, just then.
No, I thought that you were saying that you were resending them because we might not have the most current.
Oh, LeVar,
no. Right, and I did. Did you not receive it?
No.
It to you, Jane. I sent both documents to you just now. My computer's back working, apparently.
There's Lonnie's, okay. All right.
You want to try for me, Lonnie? This is Terry.
Yeah, let me try. Who is that, Brian?
Through.
Terry.
Okay, I hope you're not bouncing.
I hope so, too.
Let's see. Here we go.
I got Dave's forward.
Okay, I just sent it to you.
I read this. So this is basically saying that we have $50,000 for our meeting. Is that what this says?
Meeting for the RFP.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, I see that the motivating board motion is that the PMB approves the recommendation prior to the... March PMB meeting, the CFO arranged a teleconference orientation meeting to include station business managers, LSB treasurers, and National Finance Office. I want a hotel room in Berkeley. I don't
understand. I want one with a hot tub.
I mean, if that's the motion, I don't understand what the relationship is.
It has nothing to do with that.
I don't get it.
The RSP is the amount is funding that's being made available for a request for proposals in three areas: programming, outreach, and technology. So it's for to say if you have a project that you'd like to recommend that advances the following goals, which I guess Greg and Lonnie would be putting out there, send it in to us and we'll make a decision about, you know, what we'll fund. It has nothing to do with this meeting.
But the financial impact statement says this is motivated by a PNB motion. That sounds like it's about having a conference call.
Ah, that's an error then.
No, it included in there. Read on. It says
RFP processes. Right. I'm willing to come to a very nice meeting to talk about this. I don't get it though.
Well, no, it talks about a meeting. But if you read the last two lines, it says the National Office Staff.
Can I just ask a question? So with this RFP impact statement, so what do we want to accomplish with this evening? Lonnie?
Well, this is a situation where the board has said we want to advance these three priorities. That will include technology, programming, and outreach. And we want
Has the board said that, Lonnie?
This is a summary from the goals, as I understand it, that the board went through that Bob Lederer created.
Right, that he pulled together, right.
He pulled together. These are the areas, and they asked us, the staff, to come up with some sort of summary and RFP process. So this is that document. They recommend the priorities that the board members identified in that RFP process, I mean that goal prioritization process that Bob Lederer had, seemed to fall in three areas: technology, programming, and outreach. And the board said, okay, come up with an RFP process around those, and this is it.
I'm not privy to everything you approve at the national board level, and none of the other treasurers on this call necessarily are either.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in this document or anything accompanying it showing what, from the board, this proposal is a response to.
Can I say something about this? Could we not get impaled on that? At the last meeting, Lonnie clearly said to the board during the Finance Committee report, we're working on an RFP process to fund these things. I don't have access. I can go look in minutes and find what motion it is. But, I mean, whether there's a board motion there or not, the board made clear that it was in support of that. They're free to bring us whatever proposal they want, and we should look at the proposal rather than get impaled on the question of whether or not the board moved it or they're moving it.
But here's the problem, Dave. Sorry, Jane.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I can't help but get hung up on it because I read this through from beginning to end, and I had no idea what it was talking about.
Okay.
I simply could not put the pieces together.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, that's the fact.
Yeah. Lonnie, again, let me just ask, if we want an RFP process, what we are hearing is that we need to divorce it from any motion. We need a strict RFP process. So I think, is that what we're trying to achieve? Is that what we really want? And to take it separate from any motion other than a motion to form and to do an RFP process that we can use for any type of request.
Chair, this is Jane.
Sure, Jane.
Well,
do you?
I think that it may not be a necessity, but I think it would be helpful if the board did vote on, if there was an adopted motion related to this RFP process, I think it would be very helpful to have that motion because even though it may not be necessary, it just helps you understand the context. You understand what you're being asked to consider.
Yeah.
Question. I seem to remember this committee having proposed that something like that be developed. I'm going to look. I just got access to minutes, so I'll be looking for it. But didn't that originate here?
I actually went through the record shortly before this meeting, and there was a motion asking the national office to find some money to set aside for an RSP proposal that this committee deferred and never voted on. What we did vote on was the motion that's included in the financial impact statement, saying have a conference call with the business managers, the treasurers, and the national office finance stuff to discuss a bunch of things, including RFP processes.
That's what it is.
So it's why I'm concerned to see a proposal with money allocated looking for committee approval before we've gone through the process that this committee voted through and the national board confirmed, which is to have that conference call first and hash out details.
Well, I have a conference call Thursday, but the way I understood it, and of course that could be wrong, was that financial impact statement for a board motion had to be done first before anything else. That's what this is.
I have a question. Are we talking about, is the idea that you're asking us to look at the financial impact of the $50,000 that's being proposed for an RFP process? Is that what we're talking about?
What I'm talking about is that the board passed a motion saying that we should look at, before the teleconference, an RFP process. And I'm assuming that even before that motion passes the board for the final time, or even before the telephone conference, we need to have an idea of the financial impact. So what this is saying, here is the financial impact and what the monies available I can best identify, and what generally the project's about. That we would do that with every board motion that is passed without a financial impact. We go and create one, and that would be discussed. But that's the point we're at. That's how
so can I ask one other clarifying question? So this is a proposal that you've drafted, and then on this conference call, you will be discussing those processes. And the question is, before us, what is our role and when?
Yeah, I'm giving the Finance Committee an idea of the financial impact of a motion passed by the board, as I would do with any motion passed by the board that didn't have one, you know. We did the same thing.
But we're not seeing the motion is the problem.
Well, this is
the motion you gave us says have a conference call.
Yeah, it has a conference call that includes those items, that list of items. So I'm bringing forth this particular item that's on that list. I also have a chart of accounts. I have a bunch of planning, which I will be
doing. Very on stack.
Yeah, I will do that on that conference call, too. So all of these things are there, and I'm trying to work them through.
Harry?
Yeah. The motion passed meant that the CFO had to have some kind of proposal for RFP processes before that meeting was held. The PMB has not yet approved anything. He's showing us the state of the work on the RFP process, which will be one of the items discussed on the conference call.
Got it. So does that mean
no
maybe
authorization until the PMB gets a motion?
Right.
Madam Chair, this is Dave.
Go ahead.
I'd like to move that the Finance Committee now consider the proposed RFP process and provide feedback so that that can be taken into account during the reference teleconference.
I hear voices fading. I cannot hear a word you said at the end.
Oh. I move that the committee now consider the CFO's RFP proposal and provide our feedback so that it can be taken into account in the reference teleconference.
Is there...
Brian here?
Yes, please.
If I understand that to mean that we're going to limit our discussion today to providing feedback, I think that's brilliant, and that's what I was getting hung up on, is whether we're being asked to motivate something or to provide feedback. I want to provide feedback at this point. I think it's premature to do anything else.
Yeah, that's the idea we're looking at, in this case, financial impact. And that's all I presented. And I included a sense of what that scope of work would be so folks would have an idea of how, you know, what's involved.
Okay, so go ahead.
I have a question.
Sure.
Bill, do you want to amend it to also review what we mean when we say financial impact, as far as I understand it, is we're saying this is how much money something's costing, this is the budget lines it's coming from, this is the impact on the bottom lines, and where possible, this is the potential revenue that it might generate.
Right.
But we generally don't do that because of the, we generally do the first three of those things. So then with what you said, Lonnie, and what I'm curious whether the committee wants to do, is consider the question, hey, do we have $50,000? From where? So that the thing can move forward. If the desire of the committee is to say, no, we don't want to talk about anything about the money, we want to wait for a while before we even look at that, that's a separate thing. But I would support an amendment to say, provide feedback on the process and consider the proposed financial impact.
Brian here?
Yes, fine.
I think the feedback might substantially change the process. And my understanding of the financial impact is that once you have a fully formed and vetted motion that's pending at the national board level, that's when you cost it out, and that's when this committee signs off on the financial impact. I mean, it seems really premature if this is going through a process where it may be heavily revised to say there's $50,000 for it. I mean, what if the next step of that process is it's not worth doing if there's not 150 there?
This is Dave.
Sure. Dave.
Yeah, but the point of financial impact statement is not to make it impossible to act or move forward. And if we say, yeah, here's the point of it is so that the board knows where the money's coming from. It doesn't mean you can't change it later if somebody changes their mind. I don't think this committee should be a mechanism whereby proposals get stopped in their tracks. And if what Lonnie is saying is, hey, there's $50,000, it's going to come from here, and we say, yep, there's the money there, that's the impact on the bottom line, that's what we communicate to the board. It doesn't mean he might not come back and say, you know what, we want to put 150 in. It doesn't mean that they might say, you know, we only want 25. But what this committee considering that does is it allows the thing to move forward. And I would oppose any effort to use this committee as a mechanism by which things are prevented from moving forward.
We've spent
so much time on these calls that I don't think it makes any sense if we're not thinking about some really important substantive question.
May
I get on the stack?
Yes, go ahead.
What I'm looking at mentions that the scope of work is described in detail in the attached document, but I don't see an attached document. What I have is it says it's 3 pages, but really it's 2 pages long. So, and then towards the end, it mentions, I think it also mentions the estimated total cost, $50,000. Attached items and other information, RFP detail. So I would like to provide feedback on this document that we've been provided with, which is that we don't have all the pieces in front of us. Now, like, you know, Dave's point that our committee shouldn't be in the business of holding up projects, I certainly accept that, and I think that's a very, very good point. But I think it would be appropriate for whoever has crafted this motion to date to clarify the questions that are raised tonight, and there the basic premise that Dave set forth a minute ago, you know, $50,000, where is it coming from, do we have it, even those details are not specified in the document we have in front of us. So,
point of privilege and point of order.
Sure, Terry, yes.
I would ask for those two items at least.
Okay, go ahead, Terry. Thank you.
Point of privilege is I want confirmation that my wording of the motion on the table is sufficiently accurate. And what I have is, Dave moves that the committee now consider the CFO's RFP proposal so as to provide committee feedback on the process and review the preliminary estimate of financial impact prior to the upcoming finance orientation teleconference.
That's good enough. It incorporates the amendment. May I add something?
Mm-hmm.
If what people are concerned about is this thing doesn't have what it needs in it, you know, we can deal with that. The other possibility is, my concern is this. I don't want
point of order
to have...
Go ahead. Terry.
I yielded the floor for clarification of the motion, and that's not what I'm getting.
Right.
My point of order that I had mentioned before was that we already seem to be discussing the proposal, so may I assume that the motion has passed that objection?
No, it has. It has not. I think that what we're going back to was that, you know, what has been, that's why I asked Lonnie, you know, what are we trying to achieve today? So I still don't really know what, you know, you want us to look at this RFP.
I sent it out a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Basically, of course, maybe people misunderstood, asking for feedback on it, which I would take with me to this telephone conference. I'll get feedback from the business managers. I'll get feedback from the treasurers. I'll get feedback from you folks, because that seems to be what the board wanted. And that board will not finish to pass the motion without the feedback and the financial impact, and that's what this is. So we could do it. We could do that, take that time to have that discussion right now, assuming everybody's reviewed it. Or we could, you know, take written, you know, sort of comments after folks looked at it and send it along to me, and I'll take it forward on that conference call. But that's all. It's not approval. It's simply saying we've reviewed it and done the due diligence in relation to the financial components of it. And we do know what the project's about because it was laid out in the financial impact statement. But if folks are feeling that they haven't had time to look at it, they don't really understand it, then I'm at the point where saying, okay, what will it take for folks to feel comfortable that they've had a chance to review it after we go through this question and answer period about what's it about?
Okay. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, my concern is just that we don't we get to be able to move on it before June. And I'm concerned that whatever we don't get done today, if our next meeting is at the end of May, then the PMB can't move something forward till the end of June. And so if people want to have another meeting, you know, after this teleconference, or if they're going to ask for something to be added or something like that, that'd be fine. But last week or whenever it was we did the D3 project, the things that were missing we added by amendment. And we actually did our work, moved an agenda forward. And so I hope that that's the attitude of the whole committee, that we're going to try and make this thing as it needs to be for the board to responsibly consider it, as opposed to, you know, delay something for a matter of months when we could be posting a request for these things and getting the foundation's work moving.
Brian here.
Yeah, Brian, please.
I guess I have two concerns. The first is that we not sign a blank check here. I think it's as important to do these things right as to do them quickly. And I think part of our role in vetting these documents is agreeing with whether or not we think the estimate of expense produced by staff is realistic based on what's in the proposal. And if we're hearing that the proposal is subject to dramatic change, then I think it might be premature for us to be doing anything other than giving feedback. I think it's very legit for us to give feedback because this is something the committee's taken up before. Riding on that, my second concern is that we will get very bogged down in these things if we start taking them up when they're incomplete financial impact reviews of things that are not yet pending at the national board level. If in the interest of moving this committee forward, and we're going to be very busy with budget soon, we are limiting our discussion to financial impact statements, then I want the concrete language of a motion that's pending at the national board level, and I want to look at the numbers for that motion, not something that's going to be workshopped a whole bunch by other bodies before it goes to the PNB.
Okay. Any other comments?
Yeah, this is Dave. I think we should have the discussion, and then we should have a motion. I'll make a motion later after we've had the discussion to specify $50,000 coming from the budget lines that the CFO recommends. But let's not dance around this anymore. Let's just talk about the thing and then see where we are at the end of that discussion, okay?
Okay, the time is about 7:15. So, again, you know, this seems to be very, I mean, in terms of what we're trying to accomplish here and what's presented here, it seems to be very unclear. Like you were saying, the motion, you know, my idea is that we need an RFP process. So, you know, we need a basic process to say this is what we want to do. This is how it has to be done. So I think we have tried to do this in the past, or we had some type of summary outline. So we need to agree what is the process. Then we need to bring this motion forward, like, you know, we need to identify what the motion is, and then we can discuss that, and then we can vote to not approve, but to consider that there is funding on and identify the line in the budget to take care of this project.